This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. People across Ukraine are slipping into survival mode as Russia continues its barrage, targeting one newly liberated city for punishment. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky calls it the revenge of those who lost. Russia continues to pound Kherson, the southern city recaptured by Ukrainian forces just 2 weeks ago. Witnesses describe at least five killed Thursday, but many more wounded. AP reporters capturing images of survivors drenched in their own blood. But hospitals in Kherson have been without power and water, a situation in cities across the country, including the capital, Kyiv, with people filling bottles wherever they can, including collecting rainwater from drain pipes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Congo's foreign affairs minister said late on Thursday that all insurgent groups operating in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo must accept peace agreements or face regional forces.
Qui seront combattus par la force.
African leaders on Wednesday declared a ceasefire in Congo's east beginning Friday, aimed at stopping attacks by the M23 rebel group, which Congo accuses Rwanda of backing and Rwanda denies. The declaration was issued by the leaders of Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, and Angola, and former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta after a summit on Wednesday aimed at finding solutions to the East Congo crisis. Australia will introduce rules to increase transparency in ministerial appointments after an inquiry into secret ministerial appointments by then Prime Minister Scott Morrison found they corroded public trust in government. This is VOA News. More than 20,000 employees, most of them new hires not yet working on the production line, have left Apple supplier Foxconn's Zhengzhou plant in China. A Foxconn source familiar with the matter told Reuters on Friday. It follows worker unrest that rocked production at the world's largest iPhone factory. The labor unrest at the Zhengzhou plant that began on Wednesday marked rare scenes of open dissent in China, which workers say was fueled by claims of overdue pay and frustration over severe COVID-19 restrictions. China on Friday reported another record high of daily COVID-19 infections as cities across the country enforce measures and curb controls to outbreaks. Thursday's new local COVID-19 infections set a daily record for a second consecutive day, beating a figure set in mid-April when the commercial hub of Shanghai was crippled by a citywide lockdown of its own 25 million residents that lasted 2 months. Honduran President Xiomara Castro declared a national security emergency on Thursday and began implementing a new plan to combat a rising number of cases of extortion by violent criminal groups operating across the country.
La Policía Nacional.
Castro's new measures would allow the suspension of some constitutional rights in areas of predominantly criminal gang presence, a deployment of 20,000 police agents, new security controls on roads, and measures against money laundering. Congress must still approve the suspension of constitutional rights, though the security plan came into force on Thursday. A Canadian paramedic unknowingly treated her daughter in a fatal crash, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Canadian paramedic Jamie Erickson unknowingly treated her own daughter after a fatal crash north of Calgary on November 15th. She did not know until the end of the day that her patient was her own 17-year-old daughter, Montana. Erickson's friend and flight paramedic, Richard Reed.
She found the girl who she had sat with in the back of the crumpled vehicle, keeping alive so a family could say goodbye, and due to the extent of her injuries, was unrecognizable. Jamie unknowingly was keeping her own daughter alive.
Erickson says that her daughter was able to donate her organs, and of those organs,
two of them that were donated were life-saving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's granting amnesty for suspended accounts, which online safety experts predict will spur a rise in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation. I'm Joe Ramsey.